Hello and welcome to Public Media M1's English language news show, Hungary Reports from Budapest, with news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. I'm Apat Szürczi. Thanks for tuning in. Home ownership for all is a big goal for the Fidesz-run Hungarian government, and so it currently offers a program for that very purpose. A spokesperson for the Fidesz faction, János Holás, said that when the main opposition party was in power, it had canceled such a program. Beginning in 2002, the socialists made it easier for banks to offer loans based on the Swiss franc, which resulted in people finding themselves having to pay higher and higher mortgages as the Swiss franc continued to appreciate. Holás said he's heard that the socialists still don't believe in the government's home ownership program.
We launched this program for families to be able to get homes as cheap as possible, to make home creating plannable. Fidesz's intention is not to have this program for the next 1 or 2 years, but we want this to be a part of the civic society. To make that work, we will give the government all the help it needs. As long as this government is in power, this home building program will be active.
Towards the end of the Second World War, hundreds of thousands of Hungarians were rounded up by the conquering Soviet army and sent to labor camps in the Soviet Union for years of grueling work. Many were from the German minority and many perished there. Now the town of Nagymaros and its surrounding settlements north of Budapest held a memorial to remember its citizens who were sent to those camps. More than 700 people were taken away in the winter of 1945 there. It took decades before the event was even allowed to be officially recognized.
45 után németül beszélni az tilos volt.
Béla Pálmai was just a child back in January of 1945, but remembers that they weren't even allowed to speak German anymore back then. He said that they also weren't allowed to commemorate the victims of deportations. A few years ago, the communities of Nagymaros, Kismaros and Zebegény joined together to pay their respects to the victims. You have to do this in a dignified way because this community and the German minority here deserves their tragedy to be commemorated. But having been said, I also feel that it is high time that we strengthen things out and also admit our own ethnicity, said the organizer. In 1945, more than 600 people were deported from the three towns to labor camps in the Soviet Union. Many of them didn't survive the ordeal. Again this year, in a Catholic church in Nagymaros, a mass was held to remember the victims. The city's mayor, Laszlo Petrovic, said that about 400 people in the community had been deported by the Soviets. Those who didn't make it back were missed by their family members, and children grew up without their mothers and fathers. And those who did return still felt tormented by what they had gone through. And that should also not be forgotten, the mayor said. Member of the parliament, István Hollik, said that it should be mandatory for future generations to commemorate the sufferings of those deported to Soviet labor camps. These events should be part of the country's national conscience. The government also shares the grief and the responsibility to commemorate this. That's why 2015 was the memorial year of the Gulag and Soviet labor camps, he said. People were also commemorating those sent to Soviet forced labor camps at the memorial in a nearby cemetery.
And in nearby Oroszlány, locals commemorated Hungarian soldiers who were killed in fighting in 1943 on the Russian front during the Second World War. 73 years ago, about half of the Hungarian Second Army was annihilated near Voronezh in the Don River area. The locals of Oroszlány held a mass to commemorate them and put wreaths on the military statue there. Organizers said they also plan to publish a book about what happened to families who lost loved ones in the fighting.
Our main goal is to look back into our own history in a dignified way, trying to involve the citizens of Oroszlány as well. And as you can see here, a lot of people and young adults came from many neighboring towns.
The Jobbik Party said it wants to form a volunteer national defense unit. It's pushing for applicants to get free training. Those suited for the job would then be put on catastrophe prevention duties or in helping guard the border. Several hundred years ago, the Hungarian light cavalry, known as hussars, revolutionized fighting, with many countries quickly adopting their tactics. But that was then, and you'd think now that the hussars only exist in history books. However, some very determined military fans belonging to the Hungarian minority in Romania have helped keep the hussars alive. We now go to Szentjob, where for the eighth year running, the Szentjob Hussar Customs Association is hosting a cavalry ride with participants also from Hungary.
Huszárok, csákó föl, kettes oszlop sorakozó.
Right on command, hussars departed from the center of town in Szentjob in the Parisian area of western Romania. The cavalry unit's main goal is to strengthen people's Hungarian awareness. It also wants to promote Hungarian military customs that date back hundreds of years, as well as cultivating relations between groups celebrating those. Many people traveled several hundred kilometers to take part in a Hussar New Year's tour. We have very good friends here, and it's very important for us that our comrades here feel that we from Hungary are with them, said a Hussar. This popular event, reviving special times long past, creates a particular atmosphere that you could normally only find in books. We put on these uniforms and relive the spirit of former servicemen to see how they lived. For example, we now traveled through the forest on a horse-drawn wagon. That was an experience for me that showed how people in the good old days lived and rode, said Jozef Nagy. Besides being comrades in the saddle, the hussars got to appreciate nature more. One of the stops for the hussars between Szentjob and Hegykő Szent Imre was a 400-year-old oak tree. According to legend, this is where a son of Saint Stephen, Prince Imre, was killed by a wild boar. The host Szentjob Hussar Customs Association also celebrated jubilee of its foundation. They inspired other similar Hussar and Kurds organizations to be set up in the Persian region. That's why instead of us calling in the Szentjob Cavalry, we call it the Persian Cavalry, because we would like to also include the nearby settlements, as well as getting young people involved there in cultivating our customs, said the president of the Szentjob Association. Organizers believe that their cavalry shows will keep on getting more and more popular, because after all, being a Hungarian hussar is a privilege now, just as it was hundreds of years ago.
In Hungary, the carnival season, popularly called Farsang, is in full swing and continues till February 10th. Indeed, for the next 4 weeks, Farsang parties and balls will be everywhere. There's supposed to be one way for people to let off a little steam, perhaps appear incognito, and also take their minds off the rather cold weather conditions.
Twisted fried donut, fancy costumes, and chasing winter away. These are the most common carnival habits in Hungary. The carnival of ball season started at Epiphany. According to the folk legends, these events can help scare winter away. Certain settlements have their own special traditions during the carnival season. But it is only in Novaya Heves County where they still keep the tradition of hoping, where young adults dress in special costumes. Boys and girls together roam the village and put ash on the faces of nosy locals. All is then washed off, of course, and according to folk legend, they chase bad spells and illnesses away with this cleaning process. They march on the village streets, imitating a marriage procession. The groom and the bride lead the way. The bride is always a boy taller than the groom. They are called Jeden Kapel, said one of the organizers. This tradition is only kept in this part of the country, of course, at the beginning of the year. That is why the leaders of the town would like to draw attention to it. We would like to have it as an all-day event. And by the way, since it is a unique living tradition only in Novaya and isn't being practiced this way anywhere else but here, we would like to have it listed on the National Cultural Heritage List, the mayor said. According to the traditions, everything is allowed during the carnival season, and people wear masks and costumes in order not to be recognized. These traditions are popular in most of the schools and small communities to this day, so we can come across the symbols of the carnival even until Ash Wednesday.
And later on Sunday night, the Golden Globes will be handed out, which often is an indication of how a film might do should it also be nominated for an Oscar. Up for Best Foreign Language Film at the Globes is Son of Saul from Hungary. Directed by László Nemes, it's the story of a Jewish prisoner serving in the so-called Sonderkommando at the Auschwitz concentration camp. And that's all for today from Hungary Reports. You can always watch our show after the Hungarian news at 11 p.m. Central European Time and also online. Now, please stay tuned if you can for our other foreign language broadcasts in German, Russian, and Chinese. Thanks for watching and minden jót.